The impeachment trial is over, but the investigation into the January 6th insurrection continues. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the task of Congress is now to get the truth of what happened, and they're now establishing an outside independent commission to investigate. For more on the significance of this commission, let's bring in Julian Zelizar. He's a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. And Julian, this is actually the first time we've had a chance to speak with you since the end of the trial over the weekend. How do you think this will go down in history?
Well, I think the record that was provided by the House managers was very damaging to the former president and the GOP. It made what happened seem even more dangerous and even more brutal. And it put a record in the history books about what happened and how the president was involved in this. So it's a story about both the abuse of presidential power, the radicalization of the GOP, and all of that will be an ongoing lesson from the trial, even though he was acquitted.
On that issue of abuse of power, I mean, critics of former President Trump believe that he was not held accountable. What questions do you now have regarding future presidents being held accountable for their actions?
Well, the Senate had a chance to take a bold stand as to what happened, and not enough Republicans did. So it creates a problem. It creates a bad precedent. And we keep seeing how when extreme action happens and no one does anything, the action just becomes more extreme. That's the story of the insurrection. So the question is, do other mechanisms go to work? Does the court system provide accountability? Does a commission or the Department of Justice provide accountability? And finally, do voters provide accountability in the 2024 election?
On this idea of commissions, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, of course, is going after accountability. And in addition to investigating the facts of what happened as part of this commission's role, she also wants to look into the preparedness and response at the Capitol. What should that commission focus on in your view?
Well, I think there's a lot of questions about why there wasn't more preparation in the days leading up to the certification. I think we now know that the warnings were there, and yet for some reason the warnings weren't heeded. So from anything to the basic security parameters that protect the Congress while keeping it an open institution, a house of the people, we need to just understand why the security wasn't sufficient. And why warnings weren't listened to. And I think Pelosi is committed to doing that, in addition to the role of the former administration in how this all happened.
How challenging do you think it will be to keep this commission bipartisan?
It's very challenging, but not impossible. Commissions have the capacity to do this kind of work if you have the right people on the commission in sound fashion. I think a harder thing will be the response to the commission. That will certainly be politicized, but we can't let that stop the production of knowledge. There's too many unanswered questions that this commission has to deal with.
And when you say the response to the commission, the response to the commission's findings will be politicized.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, Speaker Pelosi compared this new commission to the one formed to investigate the 9/11 attacks, if we remember that back then. What are the lessons from the work of that commission that can be used today?
Well, a good lesson is that the 9/11 commission produced reorganizations in government in terms of how we gather and organize our intelligence. It also provided a best-selling narrative that many Americans heard about, at least, if not read, about how this happened and mistakes that we made or the government made in the days leading up, in the years leading up to 9/11. But there were also negative lessons. There were problems if the commission really looked at everything, if there were conflicts of interest in the 9/11 commission where some commissioners held back from a full accounting. And those lessons are important too. We need a full, honest, and transparent accounting of how this insurrection happened. And then the commission can do what the 9/11 commission did, but even better.
Oh, yeah, the conflicts of interest point in part. Hopefully we will learn our lessons from this 9/11 commission. Julian Zelizar is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.